This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Renata was talking about Social Security, the biggest cost of living adjustment American seniors have gotten in years. Again, thank you, inflation. But the flip side of that is that roughly one in three people in this economy have less than $5,000 set aside for their retirement. Part of that, of course, is human nature, not wanting to think about the inevitable. But part of it is that saving for retirement has historically been expensive with fees and charges and whatnot. The good news is that that's changing. Management fees for some mutual funds have dropped to fractions of a percent. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, eventual retirees have started to buy in.
42-year-old Evan List is a software engineer in Ohio. He began saving for retirement in his mid-20s, but when he started investing, he didn't pay close attention to what he was invested in. He let his broker take care of that. Eventually, he did something a lot of us do from time to time. He reckoned with his mortality.
As I've gotten older, of course, that's retirement staring down on all of us, and I pay more attention to it.
He asked his broker for 10 years of statements and realized his broker's investments were charging him higher fees than he needed to pay. So he moved his money to funds with much lower fees. He and his broker went their separate ways.
There's certainly anxiety because you're going out on your own. I trusted this advisor for decades, literally decades.
List is part of a wave of investors that have poured money into cheaper funds over the last decade. And investment companies like Vanguard and Charles Schwab, which underwrites this program, have been scrambling to undercut each other. Yale finance professor James Choi says the pressure is getting intense.
There's a question of whether at some point the market would move to negative fee funds where you get paid in exchange for investing money.
How can a big investment company charge microscopic fees? One reason, the funds are pretty easy to run. They're called index funds, which simply mimic the likes of the S&P 500.
Given that market forces have pushed these fees down to something very close to zero, going all the way to zero may not have been that big of a sacrifice.
And it's not as though big investment firms are going all the way to zero to make you smile. Choi says, remember, companies like Fidelity sell a lot of other stuff too. Here's a recent TV ad for one of those services.
At Fidelity, our online U.S. equity trades are just $4.95.
The old loss leader strategy. Kathleen Smith is a principal at Renaissance Capital.
It's like going into the supermarket and they have chicken on sale and they're selling it at a much lower price than their cost.
Except that cheap chicken is next to other things you might want to buy for your cookout, like delicious spices and some charcoal briquettes. If Fidelity is the supermarket, Smith's company is the free-range butcher next door. It sells specialty funds made up of newly public companies. Smith says the smaller firms like hers have to get artisanal.
If you're not one of the very large players, you better be offering some niche products.
Those products have higher fees, but Smith said she's tried to keep them as low as possible. Ben Carlson, an investment advisor at Ritholtz Wealth Management, says the great fee wars have no end in sight.
There's going to be a never-ending, you know, lineup of new funds that are going to get thrown against the wall, and these fund companies will hope something sticks.
The sheer number of options out there has turned the fund market into a Costco for investing. But are the stacks of low-fee funds really all that different from each other?
Once you get into a low-cost index fund, whether it's at Vanguard or Charles Schwab or Fidelity, and it's not some other place that's charging you an arm and a leg, I think you've already kind of won in a lot of ways in terms of fees.
Carlson says things are pretty good for investors right now, as long as those low fees don't tempt them into making bad trades. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.